Good morning. Skies remain mostly cloudy overnight across interior New York and New England, but once again, temperatures are unseasonably mild to start a January day, and mainly in the 30s and lower 40s in most places. Clouds will tend to break up during the day, and we'll see a mix of sun and clouds dominate through the morning and into the afternoon hours. And with a higher starting point, it looks like everyone will reach at least the upper 30s and lower 40s, if not mid to upper 40s, by late afternoon. The weather will stay dry into the evening as clouds thicken up, and overnight a disturbance will approach from the west. Temperatures will drop back into the mid-30s, and rain showers will be likely during the overnight period. Some places will see some wet snow, especially across the higher terrain, and a few inches of snow possible during the overnight period in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, while minor or little to no accumulation elsewhere. Some slushy accumulation possible across some of the hill towns, but this should melt off as we hit the early morning period on Thursday. Leftover rain and snow showers on Thursday morning as the system blows through. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy. It'll become windy. Temperatures will start out in the upper 30s and lower 40s, then drop throughout the day on that gusty northwest breeze. Colder air will continue to spill in on Thursday night, and this will leave us dry and sunny on Friday, but also breezy and cold with highs back into the mid-20s. This cold air will set the stage for the next and more potent storm to head our way for the weekend. Clouds will increase late Friday night, and it will be dry Saturday with thickening clouds for the first part of the day. As we head into Saturday afternoon and the storm draws closer, light snow will break out by early to mid-afternoon from west to east. By the end of the day on Saturday, just about everyone across interior New York and New England will have light to moderate snow. The snow will continue into Saturday evening and Saturday night as the storm system tracks from about Buffalo toward Ottawa. On this track, some milder air will flow in, and temperatures will hold in the upper 20s and lower 30s. At this point, a secondary storm will develop along the eastern seaboard and head toward the Gulf of Maine. The timing of the development of this storm and its intensity will determine if we pick up additional snow late Saturday night and Sunday morning. Either way, it looks like at least a few inches of snow possible across the region, with several inches, especially across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains. On Sunday afternoon, it'll be windy and colder with scattered snow showers and temperatures in the lower 30s. Another pool of Arctic air will spill in for the early part of next week, and it'll be dry on Monday and Tuesday with highs only in the upper teens and lower 20s. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light snow, blowing snow and fog, 16 degrees with a west wind at 59 gusting to 66 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 41 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 43 degrees, the dew point 29, 58% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 15 gusting to 24 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.12 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 92 degrees at Falfurrias, Texas, to a low of 24 below zero at Poplar and Scobie, both in Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper 40s, Boston increasing sunshine in the upper 40s, and in Buffalo partly cloudy with highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 45 degrees, the low 36, the average temperature 41, that's 19 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, still just 8-tenths of an inch of snow for the month, which is 7.3 inches of snow below normal, and 31.0 inches for the season, which is 6.1 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low, 14. The record high, 65, set in 1995, and the record low, 20 below zero in 1957. Sunrise this morning, 7:23 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:46 p.m., 9 hours and 23 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with a few light rain or snow showers today and highs in the mid-30s. Cloudy with light snow tonight, lows in the upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Cloudy with scattered showers tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny today with highs in the lower 40s. Cloudy with rain and snow tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Cloudy with rain and snow tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-40s. Cloudy with rain and snow tonight, lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and windy, scattered rain and snow showers in the morning with a few snow showers in the afternoon, early highs near 40, then temperatures drop throughout the day. Mostly sunny, breezy, and cold on Friday, mid-20s. Cold on Saturday with thickening clouds in the morning and light snow breaking out in the early to mid-afternoon, which will continue into the night. Several inches of snow possible by Sunday morning with highs in the mid-20s. On Sunday, mostly cloudy, windy with leftover snow showers, lower 30s. Mostly sunny, windy, and very cold Monday, lower 20s. And remaining very cold with a mix of sun and clouds and debris on Tuesday, only in the teens. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.